Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Nicole, executive producer of the Star and Crescent Report. Today is the 4th of July, the day Master Farad Muhammad came to us, July 4th, 1930. As it says in The Fall of America, his presence meant the destruction of the independence of the white race, and especially America, over the black man. So, in honor of this day, we will play this series, The Future Ahead is War and Economic Collapse. Have a good day. Have a blessed day. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. Our show today is called The Future Ahead is War and Economic Collapse. Before we go into that, I see a hand is up. And so we're going to go to the 909. 909, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We say unto you all, as-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. All praise is due to Allah, and I hope Allah blesses you to feel better. I'm tuning in early like this, brother, to ask you if you could just take 5 minutes to emphasize to our people, because I know that you're aware of the shooting in Carolina, to emphasize to our people you cannot reason and bargain and play deals with the devil, and it's going to get worse, and more people are going to end up, you know, slaughtered like that. Mm-hmm. The messenger says for us to humble ourselves to him, to the white man, is like the sheep humbling himself to the wolf. And I was just hoping that you could just take a second to emphasize on how important it is for our people to realize you're not going to overcome this man with love. You can't pray for him when he murders you, and they just don't get it. So I was hoping that you could just speak to that, to the fact that their nature is to be our enemy.
Yes, sir, brother, and thank you for calling in early. We will answer calls when you call in early. Thank you, my brother. I'm going to address that right now. Salam alaikum.
You really
This is a part, the brother gives us a good subject matter, and it's a part of the future ahead is war and economic collapse, because what we're seeing is those who are declaring their love, their open love for the devil, are pushing themselves, trying to push themselves out of the sphere of being pro-black or total black for appeasement. And this goes for the leaders, too. They're trying to appease the devil. But as I said in one lecture in the temple, the more you try to appease the devil, the more you have to give of yourself. And the more you have to give of yourself, the more you separate from your family, your brotherhood, and those like-minded, because you want to be accepted by an open enemy who by nature... By nature, this is the main thing that is even lost with some of the leaders who are trying to integrate the Nation of Islam with white people. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, he says this white man is not a man who just turned bad overnight. He's not a man who just turned evil. He said, no, no, no. What you must know is that this man is made of nothing but evil. So you mean that Scientology can't change him? I mean that Scientology can't change him. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad gives us the definition in the Bible of who this man is. When he talks about the Nicodemus, he says the Nicodemus in the Bible here represents the entire white race. And they cannot be saved lest they go through a rebirth, not a mental rebirth, not a spiritual conversion, but a physical, a literal physical rebirth. That's what we call grafting, and it takes 600 years. I'm glad this brother brought this up here, because let's go to something. A lot of us want to embrace this devil. A lot of us are trying our best to reconvert or to convert this devil, because he gives us some smooth words. He pats us on the back. But let's analyze this for a second. When has this people been good enough for God to take the time out to give them salvation? Have they stopped killing you? Nope. Have they stopped oppressing you? Nope. Have they finally given you equal rights? Nope. Have they given you civil rights? Nope. Have they given you human rights? Nope. Have they given you a land of your own? Nope. Have they stopped deceiving you? Nope. Have they stopped waging war on you? Nope. Have they stopped waging war around the globe? Nope. Have they bowed in submission to the God of the world? Nope. Have they stopped experimenting on everything? Nope. So what if they have not stopped an inkling of the hell and the evil that they've already way out. They have not proven themselves worthy for salvation. Well, there's a few good ones. How in the hell you know if they're good? When you around here doing all kinds of things behind closed doors. The future ahead is war and economic collapse. See, there's a war now that must take place within the nation of Islam. Because we have these people who have, see, Allah allows a person. See, we never knew what these leaders, let me give it to you like this. We never knew what these leaders would do. When the messenger was here, they professed their love for the messenger. They professed that they would die for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And when the messenger was taken away, it was in order for you to see them people, those people, and for them to see themselves as they really are. They were insane for leadership. They are now doing everything opposed to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings because they never truly believe. Those who are openly embracing your oppressor and your open enemy. The Quran says these are not hidden enemies. These are your open enemies. Right? But brother, Prophet Muhammad this and Prophet. The hell with that. Prophet Muhammad can deal with you. You crazy. It takes a man who came from these crazy people to deal with these crazy people. And he must be backed by the power of Almighty God, Allah, and the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due forever. The future ahead is war and economic collapse. There's now a war for survival. As the messenger teaches us and our Savior has arrived somewhere, he says that everyone is fighting for survival. We who follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we too are fighting. We are trying to maintain his teachings in their raw form without addition or subtraction. I'm going to go to something. Let's go to our Savior has arrived real quick since the brother brought it up. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's chapter called, and Our Savior has arrived, called The Hidden Truth. Not the open truth, but the hidden truth. Why did he write that? You're going to learn it. He says, hiding the truth is a very serious thing to do. It causes harm and disappointment. It causes one to be misled. It causes loss of property in life. It causes the loss of friendship, beloved ones, and loss of confidence and trust. In court, it causes heavy penalties and someone being sent to prison or to death for that of which they are innocent. Stop right there. Certain people hide behind the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to get your loyalty, to get you to follow them, because they purposely and knowingly and willfully hide the truth. Well, the white man, if he was the devil, he's not today. Can't you see the progress we've made under civil rights? What progress? We're being killed outright, openly. Where are the black businesses that we had under segregation? Where are the black independent schools? At least then we were striving to do something for self. Oh, the future here is war and economic collapse. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says right here. We're going to go down to the bottom of page 10, and we're going to read it over to page 11. He says, as you know, the revelation of the Bible under the title of John teaches us that the old dragon beast, listen to what he says in parentheticals, referring to the white civilization. Then he goes and says, deceive the whole world. Stop right there. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad talks about this man being the arch deceiver. As a deceiver, he has no equal. So he comes to science. He couldn't get you through Baptists. He couldn't get you through Methodists. He couldn't get you through holiness. So what does he do? He goes and make up a religion called Scientology. And he comes as your brother from that way, while his brothers is killing your children. Oh, man. Let's go a little further. He says, as you know, the revelation of the Bible under the title of John teaches us that the old dragon, beast, deceived the whole world, and they have done just that. Remember in the fall of America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that that dragon cast his tail up towards the stars of heaven. Then he cast the stars, a third of the stars, down to earth. He said this does not refer to the ignorant. It refers to the scholars and the scientists and the politicians and the leaders. All one has to do is look around and see who has embraced these devils. And one can see those who have taken their payday. Because this, when it talks about casting them down to earth, what it is talking about removing them from their spiritual place through bribes and threats. Oh, he says, Allah has taught me they deceive 90% of the total population of the planet Earth. The only way, listen to this, good, the only way the white race can survive and rule is by making false appear as truth and truth to be as false, appear as false. Listen, let's see if he's taking this a little too far, as if he's telling the truth. Listen what he does. He makes Boko Haram. He makes Al-Qaeda. He makes ISIS. He trains them. He gives them political cover. He gives them the armament and the weapons. He even transports them to Africa and the Near East, right? Then he uses his propaganda organs to say these are terrorists, to justify his reentry into Africa and the Middle East as colonial powers, but under the guise of humanitarianism, right? Look what he does. He goes to the South China Sea, not the South American Sea, but the South China Sea, talking about peace and stability with a buildup of weapons and warplanes and warships. Yet China is the aggressor. North Korea is the aggressor. North Korea does not have war games on California's coast, on Florida's coast. But America does so on North Korea's coast, in the Korean Peninsula, in Asia. You see? But North Korea is the tyrant nation. China is being aggressive. Look at what she's done to her own devil nation, Russia. Russia is trying to help her brothers, and I'm not saying that Russia's benign and benevolent towards Ukraine, but we have to deal with truth. Those are their Slavic brothers. So Russia goes to help them out of something that America conjured up, and everybody got it on record and got it on tape and got it on video that America did these things. Yet NATO says that Russia is provocative. When Russia says that if NATO continues this way, we'll have to respond. America says they're being aggressive, destabilizing, and dangerous. Russia has troops in Ukraine, which they've never proven, but we see NATO's buildup in Ukraine. The devil is a liar and a deceiver, and he abides not in the truth. The future ahead is war and economic collapse. See, this goes back to what this brother just talked about befriending your open enemies. It is the same as the antelope seeing the panther or the tiger or the lion in the field, and because the lion didn't pounce on him, he says, well, maybe he's changed. No, what the reason the lion didn't pounce on you that day is because he was too full from the other one of the antelope that he ate. So now you go back to the lion's habitat thinking that you okay. And the next day you lose what they call one of those babies. I forget the scientific name of an antelope's baby. I don't know if it's a calf or what. So you lose your calf, and you're pleading with the lion not to kill your children. But the nature tells you that he must do this to survive. Muhammad says, the white race was made by nature without the truth. Jesus said in the Bible in John 8:44, that there was no truth in them, for their father was a liar and a murderer. Therefore, his children, the white race, he puts in parentheticals, the white race cannot be otherwise. So if the father and the mother, the grandmother and the grandfather are murderers, and the great-grandfathers and the great-great-grandfathers and the great-great-great-grandfathers are murderers, then guess what? You're going to have psychotic children, right? Didn't the devil teach you that? Don't he teach you that? He studies when you go to a doctor. He asks you your history, your medical history, don't he? If you go to jail, he looks for your family's history. Then he writes up all types of reports. And then he comes out with his own report saying that if a person has such and such in his family, he's more prone to do X, Y, and Z. Right? Can you not get it in your head that the reason you have been victimized and continually being victimized by this beast is because by nature he sees you as his prey? And as long as you reject Elijah Muhammad, you will be his prey. This is to force the prodigal sons and daughters of God to themselves. We are in the midst of the great separation, and nothing can change it. And that's why the future ahead is nothing but war and economic collapse. Muhammad goes further, and he says this. We should know the truth of the seriousness of the time that we are now living in. The leaders push this to the side, black man and black woman. They don't want you to know the seriousness of the time. Remember that Satan took Jesus up on the mountain, and he told Jesus, all that you see before you, I offer this to you, if thou would just get down and bow down and worship me, right? The Jesus of 2,000 years ago was wise enough in himself to tell Satan to kiss his behind. And the Jesus of today, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, is wise enough to tell Satan to kiss his behind. But there are those who once followed the messenger that have been deceived by Satan. And they have taken the money that Satan has offered them. They have taken the accolades and the positions that Satan has offered them to integrate within a society that God is wroth with. Remember in the Bible, as we talk, brothers and sisters, this goes about this, and the brother touched on so much in just a few things that he said, and it touches my heart, so I have to address this stuff. And sometimes you can ask a question, but it may, and the question may be simple sentence, but it may take 20, 30 minutes to address it because it's so deep. You understand? In the Bible, God talked about Moses, and he was talking to Moses, and he was telling Moses about the situation in Egypt, right? And he was warning Moses of what to do and what not to do. And he told Moses, don't allow your people, my people, to integrate into Pharaoh in Egypt's society. Why? Why did he go read your Bible? Why did he say that? Because God was going to destroy Pharaoh's people, right? But why did he say that? Because the book says, God says that the integration of his people with Pharaoh's people would bring about assimilation. And they would take foreign gods, right, whom they had never known before. And they would start worshiping the society of Pharaoh. Man, look at here. If that doesn't describe the so-called Negroes here in America, I don't know what does. We worship everything that the white man holds dear to him. We have assimilated. Well, I'm a senator now. Well, I'm a congressman. I'm a mayor. Yes, but what has that done for your people? Has it finally brought them freedom, justice, and equality? Or do you have to give more of yourself and separate your identity from yourself to be accepted by people who are other than yourself? You see, you cannot befriend these devils. Muhammad goes, he says, we should know, not think, not ponder over, not have doubt, but we should know the truth of the seriousness of the time that we are now living in. Why, Elijah Muhammad? Why are you talking about this? Why we got to know this? He says, because the truth will save our lives if we believe it. Uh-oh. So what about the people who are integrating with your open enemies? They don't believe it. So sooner or later, they will lose their lives in this condition, right? Come on, talk back to me. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. The future ahead is war and economic collapse. Listen to what it says. Let's go further. Brother, I hope we're getting to the point of what you said, okay? Muhammad goes further and he says, the truth will save our lives if we believe it. But Muhammad, I want to ask you, what truth are you talking about that will save our lives if we believe it? Well, Rashid, give me time to tell you and you'll know. So let me speak for a second. Here comes Muhammad talking back to you. He says, America is at war with the darker people, brown, yellow, and every race regardless of color today. But she refuses to tell you the truth of this war that is now taking many lives. This is hiding the truth. Well, stop right there for a minute. So when she offers you a token of mercy by feeding you here, she imprisons you there. When she offers you a job over here, she puts regulations to strangle black jobs and black businesses over there. When she treats you in the hospital over here, over there, she is experimenting and exploiting you with her new vaccines. Huh? She's at war with you, and you're talking about integrating them into the temples, integrating them in the schools, integrating these people. It's madness. Look at the black communities around America. When you see that first white one walk up in there, months and years later, you're going to see some more up in there. And they believe that if they can walk like you and talk like you, they can deceive you into taking them as their friends. That's what John Hawkins did. That's how he got amongst our people as a traitor. He learned our talk and our walk. He studied our actions and our movements for decades. And once he had learned enough of us, he knew what we gravitated toward, and he used that to enslave an entire people. And that's what they're doing today. So you're looking at these people. Oh, man, that white girl built. Oh, man, she's fine. Oh, just like with that devil who had to become black, so she says. Remember? The book teaches you about how they would try to grab themselves to that original tree, right? In the day of their destruction. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us in the 60s that the devil had pills and he had techniques to darken their skin, keep their hair, and puff their lips and noses out. Well, you would know. That's why the Bible tells you, and I've hit this on this show numerous times trying to inform you of the situation that lies before us today. In the Bible, in Job, it says, and the sons of God came unto God. Right? They walking and talking, laughing and joking with each other to meet their father. And they didn't even realize that an open enemy had come amongst them. Right? This in your Bible. It took God to point him out. What comest thou from, Satan? And all of them looked around and said, Satan, man, we all black. What you talking about? God, come on, talk back to us. We all black. We all got that kinky hair. We all got that broad nose and them thick lips. We all got that Minnie Waters voice. What you talking about, Satan? God said, what comest thou from, Satan? And Satan, once he knew he was found out by the Lord of the world, he had to reveal himself. I come from to and fro, from up and down the earth. Right? But the people whom he was amongst did not recognize him because he looked like them. He talked like them. He walked like them. He had learned their culture and their language. And he had integrated into their society. But God himself, being the wisest and the most powerful, he pointed them out. And Satan said, man, you talking this noise, God. I showed you what your people like. You got this hedge around them. I'll make them curse you to your face. You just take that hedge from around them. And then God tells Satan, go ahead. Do what you must do, only don't hurt a hair on his head. And listen to what he says to him. And save his life. So Jesus is no longer the Savior. Permission to save goes to Satan. How is this? All praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. How is it that Satan is to save the people now? Well, Satan puts the people through fire. Satan makes a society that is diametrically opposed to your nature, to your survival, your progression, and your livelihood. And you are to endure and withstand all of the blunt and brute viciousness of this devil to show that you have lived in this beastful society and did not fall victim to it, proving that the black man has always been and will always be God. So Satan brings that darkness out of you by putting hell on you. You go through the fire with the gold and the silver. To make it worth its value, they purify it with the fire. Not like a fire that you purify something else with, but the fire to purify the gold and the silver is seven times hotter than what you would normally use. And it brings the dross up. So the black man here in America has to go through hell seven times worse than what you see around the globe. And once we go through that hell, it purifies us and makes us worthy and shining examples and a reflection of divinity that the whole world must bow to. The future ahead is war and economic collapse, black man and black woman. I miss my family, and I'm back on the air. I'm feeling a little weak, but all praise is due to Allah. We'll continue to go. Take me a sip of this water, and we'll continue to go. I want you to pay close attention. He says, what is she, talking about America, trying to get peace for? If these people's losses are as great as the radio and the other news media state, the enemy would be on his knees begging for peace. It seems as if it's now vice versa. This is hiding the truth. Now listen to this. The messenger says, Allah has said to me, not to minister so-and-so, not to sister Y and X, he says, X, Y, and Z, or whatever. He says, Allah has said to me that America will not admit the truth of her losses until we see it on our heels. The black man of America never has put any confidence in anyone but his slave, white slave master. Stop right there. Well, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, well, we'll see if you believe what the messengers say. Are you integrating with the devil? Yes. Well, what about Ramadan? I hear some of these foolish Muslims on the TV talking about they're in the Nation of Islam. And today, sending out Ramadan Mubarak invitations to each other and salutations to each other. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad clearly states in How to Eat to Live that we do not worship like the Orthodox do, because the object of their worship is opposed to ours. So how can you embrace Elijah when you are embracing a doctrine that is diametrically opposed to Elijah and the God who has come to deliver you? Ramadan Mubarak. Take that and stuff it somewhere. When we say Ramadan Mubarak, you say it to the Arabs. Give them the greeting, because that's what they are celebrating. When we talk about Ramadan Mubarak to each other, we say it in the month of December from the 1st to the 30th. This is the month that God's messenger chose for us to celebrate Ramadan. And these so-called leaders who have stepped out today thinking that they are bigger than the messenger? They didn't do it when he was on the scene. But see, this was to be. For how else were we to know that these people were hypocrites? How else could we see? See, we can point the finger at somebody, but you can never really justify your conviction of them without proof. So God takes the messenger out of the presence of the people so that you can see the people. See, one, when the messenger was on the scene, they would say one thing. Oh, dear Holy Apostle, I love my leader and teacher. Oh, dear Holy Apostle, this. Oh, dear Holy Apostle, that. The messenger, they thought that they could speak better, talk better, teach better, reach more. They thought that they were better qualified for the position. So God said, you know what? I'm going to take this light of God, this beacon of hope, out of your midst. And you will walk in darkness, in gross darkness, even though the people have seen a marvelous light. God takes Messenger Muhammad out of our midst, and we've been toiling in turmoil for 40 plus years. But all of that is coming to an end. And God has let the devil loose on you. He's going to continue to do it, black man. You're not going to get away with this. Listen to this. Brother, 909 Upland, you touched on something now that I can't get off of. I have clips and stuff, but I got to go to this because this is so important. Brother, they got to clap their hands and pat your back for going on this subject, because you chose the right thing to talk about. The messenger says this right. right here. Let's go. I'm trying to find something real quick. He says, oh, yeah, I found it. Chapter 5, he says, the time now has arrived for plain truth, wherein you shudder and call the truth a lie and call falsehood the truth. This is due to your being reared and taught by the deceiver. But your disbelief in the truth will not hinder its progress. For it is the time of truth, and his truth, this truth is in our favor. The white race progressed under falsehood for the past 4,000 years because it was given to them. Now, that time has expired, and the time of truth and righteousness again will rule. The interval of 6,000 years of evil and falsehood makes the average person think that the original black nation was never anything worthwhile. Then Muhammad says, consider the time, with an exclamation point behind it. He didn't just say consider the time, because that would have had a period behind it. He had an exclamation point behind it. So he goes from the black nation, it would have made the original black nation think that there was never anything worthwhile. Then he follows that up with, consider the time, right? Don't I talk about this all the time? Because a lot of us have fallen out of step with God and his, and prophecy, so we're out of time. We may say we follow the messenger. We may even love and embrace the messenger. But if we're out of time and that executioner comes on time and you are in his way to get to his object to execute judgment, you must be removed. So Muhammad says, consider the time. Then he goes and says, most surely man is in loss except those who believe and do good and enjoin on each other truth. The time of the white race is divided into three periods of 2,000 years, and we have just reached the end of that last 2,000-year period in history. So everything that you see before you, the monetary system, the educational system, the cultural system, right? Their political system, the financial markets, their trade, everything is falling apart right now. Why? Because Adam knows that he had 6 days to labor, but on the seventh day he shall be put to rest from all of his labor. We're in the early morning of the dawn of the 7,000 years, the time of God when Christ reigns. Christ means creature. When understood, it means the God coming in the last days to crush the wicked. All right? We're in the last days of the Edomic people. We're in the last days of Western dominance. Don't you see? All of this is not ironic that the wealth transfer goes from west to east. It tells you that God will come like lightning striking from the east to the west. Right? So God has come, and he has put financial, spiritual, economic dynamite at the core of Western civilization, and he has called for us pulling the fuse. And now you see explosions all across the Western world where gold and silver and all of this stuff is being transferred from west to east, and the West is fighting like hell to try to maintain their dominance. But the Bible says, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. As thou hast meted out, thou will certainly be met with. The day has come that America and the white world feast upon a buffet of hell that they have given to everybody else delightfully. Right? Muhammad goes here. He says, brothers and sisters, give me time. Let me talk to you for a minute. I miss my family. I miss my family. All right. We'll go to this. So some black people get mad at us when we talk about this, because they want to embrace their open enemies. We told you that. We told you that they would be mad at us. The same ones who claim Elijah Muhammad are mad at us for pointing out Elijah Muhammad, for pointing out that they have, veered from the right path. Okay? Why? Because they love the brotherhood. They love the atmosphere. But they don't love the strictness of Elijah Muhammad, because Elijah said you can't embrace your enemy, period, like that. You can't love them. You can't intermarry with them. You can't, if you intermarry them, just the act of making love with them will get you hellfire, Muhammad says. Well, brother, love has no color bounds. See, this is foolishness. to get you to go to hell. They have truly found their man in these so-called leaders. And the leaders have accepted the 30 pieces of silver, like the one who betrayed Jesus, right? And when he realizes that the silver has no longer any value, he's going to go insane and do the same thing that that one who betrayed Jesus did when he went to give them back the silver. They said, nigga, if you don't get out of here, we'll kill you and take your money. They made mock of him. He thought he was their boy at first. But when he had done what they had wanted him to do and they had no more use for him, and he had regrets and doubt, he went to talk back to his former masters. And they said, if you don't get out of here, nigga, we'll kill you. Go read your Bible. It's there. Muhammad says this right here. I tell you what. I am well aware. This is chapter 6. Follow with me, black man, black woman. I am well aware of my disputers who dispute without knowledge and who are followers of the devils for certain privileges. You hear that? They're not just followers. They are followers of the devil for certain privileges. And we can go to, you know, the devil, when he gives you something, he keeps a monetary record of it, right? We can go to his records and point to the leaders who have received money from the devil, right? The devil don't give you nothing unless he expects something in return. This is the way he does. He didn't just give Egypt F-16s. He gave Egypt F-16s to try to keep Russia's influence down, to make Egypt be a friend of Israel, right? And whenever they buck up against them, they won't give them spare parts, right? That when the devil gives you something, he expects something back in return. I don't care how minuscule the gift may be, he's going to expect something back. When he gave Saddam weapons and Saddam bucked up against him and he was expecting Saddam to be his controller of the Middle East and Saddam wouldn't do it, what did he do? He went over there and killed him and caused the country to break up in three pieces and then the sectarian violence over there, right? This is where the devil is. The future ahead is war and economic collapse. We don't have a part two of this, too. We got to finish this. This is what the messenger says. I am well aware of my disputers who dispute without knowledge and who are followers of the devils for certain privileges. They claim to be representatives of God. See, the honorable such and such. Man, I tell you. It's just so easy to defend the honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's so easy to open up the eyes by God's permission to the people who really want truth. But those who want to be blinded to the truth, God won't remove those spiritual blinders. He lets you wander on in your inordinacy, and you don't even know it. He says, they claim to be representatives of God and Jesus, whom they claim to be the Son of God. But they are licensed, ordained, and sent by the devils. God sent men are licensed by the world. This class, listen, this class which loves to be referred and honored by the people, whether God has any respect for them or not, are really agents of the slave masters, the devils. You see how Elijah Muhammad lays this stuff out and how clear it becomes after you read it in the context that he puts it out there for you? And this goes hand in hand with the viciousness and the brutality that has broken loose across America against black America. It is to force the prodigal sons and daughters back to their own. A separation will take place. When the devil sees that he can't maintain his grip, he can't maintain his society, he cannot maintain his economic power or political power and leverage because the ex-slaves are burdening him, just as the ex-slaves in Pharaoh's time in Egypt burdened him, where he had to tell Moses, take him, and get the hell out of here right now. Because the plagues had become too great, too immense for him to handle. The same we're looking at today, right? All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Muhammad goes further and says, this class, which loves to be revered and honored by the people, whether God has any respect for them or not, are really agents of the slave masters, the devils. They are secret prosecutors and murderers of the prophets of God and will say, if they had been in the days of the prophet, they would have been their followers and would not have opposed them. Yet, listen to what he says, yet they persecute me and my followers and all who teach the truth for the same reasons that their enemies did to the prophets of old. What was that reason? They wanted to be the leader themselves. So any true believer, they teach the people whom they have indoctrinated into their spirit against those people. They won't embrace you who will say that you believe in Elijah Muhammad, and they say that they believe in Elijah Muhammad, but they'll go right out there and dance with the devil, embrace the devil, go to the devil's auditing schools and classes, right? They do this, Muhammad says, for certain privileges from the devil. It's right there, and I'll say, yes, right. First, and he goes, and this is the point I'm trying to get to right here. So I want you to pay close attention to it. Muhammad goes right back to what I've been teaching you about Pharaoh in ancient Egypt. He says, it was special privileges that Pharaoh offered the enchanters to oppose Moses as being a liar. He promised them that they would be drawn near to him, Pharaoh. This is him. Now, you have certain people out here who are talking about Prophet Muhammad being black, half black, white, whatever you want to call it. And some brothers who follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad have the nerve to say that the messenger's wrong. And then some go into it and they dissect it and to justify it, they'll say, well, yeah, but we didn't know that he had olive color skin, and but he was a black man and he was this and that. Listen to me. You don't have to science this stuff up. It's clear. Elijah Muhammad is right and exact. All we are doing is trying to reinvent and to make the people think that we are knowledgeable. Well, my research. Well, how did you research it? Well, I researched it like I learned in the white man's school. Well, the white man is a deceiver. Right? Come on. Come on, talk back to me. Well, Prophet Muhammad was half black. And then the other ones, Prophet Muhammad had no black in him. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says Prophet Muhammad was a white. But there's a little deepness to this. But that's all we have to talk about. We don't have to go into it and try to science it up. Some of us are racist. Black people, listen to me good, we are racist, and that's not good. You understand what I'm saying? When I'm talking about a racist, I'm not talking about the good definition. I'm talking about being or hating somebody just for the color of their skin. So we don't want to acknowledge nothing of Prophet Muhammad. But listen, we'll say, you say, well, you Muslims hate white people. No, no, no. We hate the devil, and you just so happen to be white. It's not that we hate your skin. We hate your nature. We hate your culture. We hate your ideas. We hate all of that stuff. Muhammad says, it's not whether or not you black or white. He said what he teaches is for us not to make love with the devil. Right? Isn't that right? Come on, talk back to it. 347-989-0855. We hate your nature. And because you are white, you carry a weaker part of the black man, the weakest part, and you are an unnatural person in a natural world. We say that if you want to exist, we're not against your existence, but go exist in an unnatural environment. Leave our natural alone. You're trying to improve upon everything. We want water. Well, I got vitamin water. We want these fruits. Well, we're splicing together GMOs. Well, we want rain. Well, we're sending planes up there to manipulate the weather. Everything that God does, he tries to improve upon when you cannot improve upon divine perfection. See, the future ahead is war and economic collapse. Muhammad says this right here, and our Savior has arrived. He says, and brothers and sisters, please follow me closely. Because sometimes I cannot break down everything, excuse me, as I'm teaching. Because it would be 7 hours long. The show would be 7 hours long, 20 hours long. And y'all don't have the patience, and I don't have the time. But he says, it was special privileges that Pharaoh offered the enchanters to oppose Moses as being a liar. He promised them that they would be drawn near to him, Pharaoh. Holy Quran, chapter 7, verses 113 and 114. Then Messenger Muhammad says, it is the nearness, friendship, of the white race that the majority of the so-called Negro preachers seek. Let me rewind that part right there. He's not talking about just Christian preachers. Listen to this again. He says, it is the nearness, the friendship of the white race that the majority of the so-called Negro preachers seek, and not the nearness, love, and friendship of God. So they masquerade in the name of God. They masquerade in the name of the messenger of God. They masquerade in the nation's name. They masquerade in Islam's name. But they're not really, truly believers. You understand? And that's why they often implement programs and policies that are opposed to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad outlined when he was amongst us. You understand? So this causes a war between the believers and the disbelievers, the hypocrites and those who will never fail to follow Muhammad. He goes and says this. They, listen to this, they openly confess that in their position, licensed and missioned by the white race to preach according to their likings, they cannot preach the truth if that truth is against the white race. Their followers' burdens are ever made grievous to carry because of the love and fear of their enemies by the preachers. They call preaching the truth hatred. So when we tell you that the white man is the devil, that's, oh, brother, that was back then. Prophet, see, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad meant for us. No, he didn't. He meant what he said. And to say otherwise, you just following Wallace doctrine under a slicker leader. That's all. This is the reintegration of Wallace doctrine to the people. And all of you who embrace this foolishness, you're going to catch hell. You've got to learn to be a guerrilla fighter. And those guerrilla warriors are some of the best that the army has to offer because they are capable and able to fight a war outside the realms of normal war activity, whether they are in a pack of 100 or by themselves, right? And they will hold out until help arrives. And if help never arrives, they will stay on their post till death overtakes them. Some of you, you got to be around a lot of people. You got to be heard. You got to be seen. But salvation is not in that. Salvation is for you who are more mindful of your duty to Allah, His messenger, the message that they delivered to you and your nation. I hope you understand where we're going with this today. The hell that you see in the streets of America, hell, this is tune-up. Because it's going to get worse. And it's going to be more intense, more brutal, more vicious. And that's why it says, in that time, the woman who is burdened, who has a burden on her stomach, she will give up her burden. The stress will cause men to go gray, go bald. Women to stop in their tracks and drop their burden. Don't you see all that going on? Huh? The Bible didn't lie to you. You just misunderstood it because you were taught by a liar. And being taught by a liar, you don't process the right things the right way because you have been taught the wrong way by the wrong way teacher. But once you get a dose of Elijah Muhammad and you are sincere, God multiplies that sincerity and gives you light out of darkness. And you can see where others can't see. It is like it's foggy and you got fog beams, fog lights, and everybody else's lights don't work on their car. You can see the oncoming traffic. You can see what's in the distance. You can make your way out of it while everybody's driving, thinking they're going right on the road and have gone over the cliff. The future ahead is war and economic collapse. If any of you have anything to say, any questions, raise your hand. We know the time is going out, and we don't want to prolong the show, and I don't want to overdo myself my first day back live on the air. But if you have anything to say, if you have any quote, if you have anything, it's 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or for those of you who are already on the line, who are listening live via phone, you can raise your hand and you can talk to the people and let them know what's on your mind and what you think about the situation at hand and how all of this stuff is just boiling down to more of what Elijah Muhammad had already taught us. It's nothing new. under the sun, as Solomon says. There's nothing new. All these leaders can do is just try to repackage that which Allah has already given to us in a divine package. If you accept the truth of God, and if you follow the way of God, you will be strong enough to endure the madness that is approaching America and the hell that they are going to concentrate in the black community. Look at them doing Jade Helm and all this stuff. They are doing urban warfare, not suburban warfare. They are making up their minds. They're indoctrinating your children as you send them in the military. They're indoctrinating your children to come in your neighborhoods and rough up you and to kill you and to imprison you. And if you don't have a savior, how in the hell can you survive something like that? To see your child kicking your door, drag you off in chains to take you away. It's almost here. The time is at hand. Muhammad says, hurry, hurry, hurry. Join on to your own kind. For the time is at hand. The judgment of America has now come. We bear witness in everything we see, hear, taste, feel, and think that the judgment has come and America is falling. She's succumbing to the great chastisement that was to befall her. Black man and black woman, stay strong, stay truthful, and make sure you reflect within self about these hellified times that are on the horizon. And if you don't have a savior, I suggest you start researching about a savior that can save you in the midst of all of this trouble. I pray that Allah keep and bless you until we next meet again. And I love you with all my heart, but Allah and His messenger loves you best. As-salamu alaykum, family.
Blog Talk Radio.
As-salamu alaykum! For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Now we'd like to take the time out to thank Sister Tangela X, Brother Amir, and Brother Gerald X for their donations to the Hiram 1555 blog and the Star and Crescent Report, and also our good brother Mikhail Shabazz for his also. Thank you all for helping to support the most powerful show and website for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. Because on this show and on that website, you're going to get an explanation. You're not just going to get what they're reporting in the news. You're going to get a deeper understanding of what is actually transpiring and going on. And we show you how it correlates and corresponds to scripture and prophecy and the bearing witness of not the coming of God, but the presence of God, the manifestation of His majesty in the personage of the last messenger of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and your future as it takes place right before your eyes, black man and black woman. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is part two of our powerful show, The Future Ahead is War and Economic Collapse. There are so many things that are transpiring that I wanted to talk to you about in the last few shows, but events dictated that I had to wait to this show, all right? So we're going to go into a few clips. And I'm going to explain something to you first, because as the show was coming on, I thought about something. Let me put this in the perspective of Scripture. So we'll go to chapter 15 of Our Savior Has Arrived. And this is how it starts off. The chapter is called The Days of Allah. Remember, these are no longer the days of America being the undisputed superpower or heavyweight of global and geopolitical affairs. These are no longer her days. These are not the days of China, as they're talking about China's rise. China is rising because Allah has ordained it, not because they are so benevolent that they are, and so hardworking. No, they work hard, but they are doing it to fulfill a fate that was given to them by the Lord of the worlds. So these are not the days of China. This is not the 21st century of the Chinese Empire. These are not the days of Russia or Iran. And these are no longer the days of America or the Adamic people. 6 days thou shalt labor, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest from all of thy works. We're seeing them be put to rest today. Why? Because we are now in the days of Allah. These does not correspond to 24-hour days, but they mean years of the presence of Christ, the God, the crusher of the wicked, as he comes in person to remove an entire world. And how does he go about removing an entire world? First, he must prove to you that it is necessary. He must convince you that the work that he is here to do is justified. Therefore, he gives the devil a pass to go wild on you, right? Don't you see him going wild all across America? Huh? Isn't he killing you? This is just not confined to America's borders. She's everywhere, killing everybody, destroying everything, waging war on every nation because her time is up, because she's the most powerful of the white race. She's the most wicked and the most filthy, the most evil and the most vile nation that ever came into being. So God is now letting you see her as she really is. How she experimented on the black soldiers with mustard gas. And you want to serve her with saluting her flag on Memorial Day. When she has shown contempt for your life and the safety of the lives of your family. That's why when we look close into scripture and look at world events, the outcome shows us that the future ahead is war. And economic collapse. This is what God has ordained. And if he's ordained something, you cannot stop it. In chapter 15, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, in the first paragraph, first sentence, he says, we are living in the days of Allah. This means that Allah is present. Oh, this is a powerful thing right here, black man and black woman. This means that Allah is present and he has laid a foundation for a new government. Stop right there. Why won't he just, I know some of us say, just kill this devil. I know sometimes when I get frustrated, I say, he needs to just go wipe this devil out. But first he wants to put something in place before its removal. So he builds a base for something new. And as he builds this base for something new, at the same time, he is showing you that he's justified in removing that of the old. Right? He says, this is the second sentence right here. This means that Allah is present and is laying a foundation for a new government. A government of peace and security for the righteous. A government that will not be left to the scholars and scientists of this wicked world, lest the scholars and scientists of this world try and build the same thing that they have already built. For they do not have the knowledge to build anything different. What are they doing right now in the money markets? They saw that the acquisition of debt, they're taking the world off the gold and silver standard, as Elijah Muhammad taught us, was the doom of America and the doom of the financial system of the Caucasian. The acquisition of debt on top of debt to pay off debt. And what are they doing now with their Federal Reserve and their ECB? What are they doing? They're acquiring more debt to solve the problem of debt. They have gone insane, and they are making war with everyone who opposes their corrupt and wicked system. So if we flip back to chapter 14 of Our Savior Has Arrived, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this, and this just caught my eye. He says, the father of the world, he says the father, then he puts in parenthetical, Yaqub. In the Bible, you know him as Jacob. The father of the world created a world of evil, discord, and hate. If you do not agree with their evil doings, your goodness is then called hate or infidelity, and you are called peacebreaker. Stop right there. When Muammar Gaddafi stood up and brought his country out of poverty and would not acquire debt for his nation, paid off all debt for the Libyan people, and gave them free education, free health care, everybody got a check off the oil and gas revenues. If you got married, you got a home, and you got a stipend. If you could go to school anywhere you wanted to, but he didn't want to bow to America and the Western dictates, so they labeled him as a tyrant, a dictator, right? And all of that good went for nothing, and they called him a peacebreaker, and we demand that you stop defending your nation. We demand that you call your army back to the barracks and give up the safe or the oath that they have given to defend their nation, or we will bomb you. And they bombed the hell out of Libya because they called his good infidelity and a peacebreaker, right? When they were the ones breaking the peace. They always project what they want on other people. They always project what they are doing on other people. They say Russia's aggressive behavior. Russia didn't build up war machines on Mexican-U.S. border or the Canadian-U.S. border. This is not exonerating Russia from her things that she's doing, but we must be honest about the situation. It is America who has shown aggressive and belligerent tendencies, right? Bear with me, black man and black woman. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he describes the white man's world, he uses these two words interchangeably. When he says white man, I mean these three words, white man and Christianity. He's not talking about true Christianity, which is Islam, or a true Christian, which is a Muslim. When he's talking about this world and the wickedness of this world, he's comparing it to Yaqub, or the father of this evil world, and what he has produced, which are the Caucasians, right? The devil. So Muhammad says this, this world of Christianity has gone mad, and they think that every cry is against them. What are they doing? China is aggressive in the South China Sea. Nigeria, they need to remove their president, so they got rid of Goodluck, because he wouldn't let them put bases in Nigeria. Kenya needs to stop letting China set up financial hubs over there. So what do? They start terrorist bombings in Kenya, right? Everywhere America goes, this is what she thinks every cry is against her because she knows the time. It says, this world of Christianity has gone mad, and they think that every cry is against them. They are like robbers who have robbed and are afraid that they will be recognized by their victims. Thieves know that light makes them manifest. What do they say? Saddam bombed his people. Well, who allowed it? Who gave them the bombs? Who gave them the gas? It was Britain, France, and America, the same people who spearheaded the invasion of Iraq. Right? Who trained what they call the Mujahideen or Al-Qaeda or the CIA base? It was Brzezinski, the big new Brzezinski, the national security advisor for President Jimmy Carter. Do you see? They will blame everybody but themselves for the madness that they create. Oh, black man and black woman. He says, thieves know that light makes them manifest. They love to talk about WMD and Iran is destabilizing the Middle East. China is destabilizing Asia. But if I recall, it was America that used illegal gas in World War II. Not just on the Japanese, not just on the Germans, but on the black soldiers who were fighting in American companies in the military. It wasn't Japan that used or Germany with the Nazis that used nuclear weapons. It was the same country that is always talking about a WMD free world. It was the same nation that has hundreds of bases all around the globe. It is the same nation that talks about humanitarianism and violates that law at the whim and every cause when it concerns their national so-called interests. It's America. So when you look at these facts, it makes manifest the robber, the thief, and the murderer. And it shows us with a certainty that America and her future ahead is nothing but war and economic collapse. God is justified in bringing the most powerful pillar of Anglo power down to her knees. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'll say that again because it's the truth. All praise is due to Allah for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You might not want to hear it, but you're going to run to it soon. Because the white man is showing you he cannot protect you no more. He cannot feed you anymore. He cannot clothe you anymore. He cannot house you anymore. And he cannot keep up the facade or the fake of being a humanitarian. He cannot keep up that equal rights stuff. So he's shooting you down in the streets. He's putting you in his jails for profit. Right? So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, since Christianity has falsely claimed Jesus as her founder, she is now being plagued with spiritual darkness and confusion. Under such darkness, the prophets and his followers, the Muslims, are warned to seek refuge in the light, that's the wisdom, the truth, the guidance of Allah. For under such spiritual darkness, the wicked seek to persecute and kill the prophet of Islam and his followers. They're mad at God because he's no longer coming, but he's on the scene today. They're mad at God because he comes to deliver what they call the wretched of the earth and to give them a home on this planet, to give them the entire planet, to give them all that their inheritance requires. For you are the meek, and you are now inheriting the earth, as God has taught us in Scripture. All praise is due to Allah for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad further says, they are mad and cannot see nor hear the truth. So they call the truth false, and the false they call the truth. Isn't that something? This is what they do. In America doing that, I've talked about that earlier on the show. This is how she does it. She calls somebody else the aggressor. If they move weapons and troops in their own borders, and here she is, she has 1,000 military bases around the world. She's moving warplanes and strategic nuclear bombers to other people's neighborhood. But she's not aggressive. When she builds up her military might on the borders of others, she's not aggressive. When she puts her foot on the neck of 68 million of our kind here in America, she's not aggressive. When she prevents us from unifying and going for self, she's not aggressive. When she kills us outright in cold blood, she's not aggressive. But when we stand up to defend ourselves, we are belligerent. We are the aggressors. This is America's mind. She's crazy as hell. God has taken rational thinking out of the leaders and has smitten them with derision. And this is helping to forward the fall of America, black man and black woman. I want you to listen to a couple clips that I had here for a while. I'm going to try to get to speed on up to speed on some of the clips. But I want you to listen to some of these clips as I bring them to you. And I don't know which order I'm bringing them into you because this was meant for the last show. Because I have some more clips for this show. But listen to the situation facing America and her world, economy-wise, currency-wise, trade-wise, market-wise, geopolitically-wise. You're going to hear all that in clips that I'm going to play to you, brothers and sisters. And hang on, and we'll make sense of all of this after you hear them, okay? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we'll hope that they don't interfere with him.
Are Russia and China planning to kill the dollar? Many believe that the U.S. dollar is under attack, with Russia and China sealing a landmark $400 billion gas deal this week. Before we get started, please support our sponsor, EPS Warehouse. Get all of your ammo, survival gear, and
remember,
food storage at EPSWarehouse.com. Click the link below right now. After 10 years of intense negotiation, Russia's Gazprom in the crosshairs as of late, as a result of an EU-US-led destabilization effort in Ukraine, has partnered with China's CNPC, signing a historic energy agreement. Russia will now provide the world's fastest-growing economy, the rising giant that is China, with more newly minted millionaires per capita than any place in the world right now, with sweet, sweet natural gas, and not the kind your mom warned you about at the dinner table. This assures China enough natural gas it needs for the next 30 years, the total value of the contract a whopping $400 billion. Some are calling this the Russia-China gas deal of the century, and it clearly emphasizes that the U.S. is being overlooked by emerging superpowers, Russia and China, in the energy world. A couple of key stats. The landmark deal is set to start in 2018. Over 38 billion cubic meters of Russian gas to be delivered to China annually. A price of about $350 per 1,000 cubic meters is estimated. Russia and China also have their eyes set on the construction of a Siberian pipeline, and Altai pipeline could be added later. This is Russia's energy giant Gazprom's biggest energy contract to date, with an infrastructure investment costing over $70 billion and will be the world's largest construction project. How are those Russian sanctions going, Obama? The deal was sealed by President Vladimir Putin this week, along with the Chinese presidents, some guy's name I can barely pronounce, Xi Jinping. Of course, the deal emphasizes Putin's sidestep of America's recent sanctions involving the Ukraine crisis and monumental shift in energy consumption towards Asia. It appears that the United States is losing its control over the international energy trade, long dominated by the U.S. petrodollar relationship, with violent wars being fought in the Middle East to preserve it. But look who's gassing now. Not only is this deal historic, but Russia and China plan to expand payments of mutual trade in things like natural gas and national currencies outside the U.S. dollar. And this could potentially mean the end of it. I'm Christopher Green, and you've been watching AMTV, Alternative Media Television, hard-hitting and in your face. Please share this video everywhere, make it viral, and click the link below to support our sponsor.
Now, why did I play this clip from last year? It's because I want to bring you up to speed on something. When he said that, he asked the question, are China and Russia preparing to kill the petrodollar? And he spoke about a $400 billion deal inked between Russia and China. Now, since then, they have inked about $500 billion more worth of trade agreements, with more gas going to China, more oil going to China, infrastructure projects, and technological projects that they're going to share technology, and they're also going to cooperate in building military equipment that will be a rival or even more advanced than Western analogs. This is what's going on. Why did I say that? Because what we have to do is get a clear picture of prophecy. When you see these things, you just look at them as they're read and as they're wrote in the news, and you read them as such. But there's so much more to this than you would understand. And that's why we go back to something. We're going to go to two chapters to discuss this, and then we're going to play a few more of these little clips like this. Then we're going to go to a couple big clips, okay? But listen, remember in chapter 47 of The Fall of America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's title is called America's Dreaded Destiny, right? America's Dreaded Destiny. Black man, do you understand what he's saying right there? He's telling us that America's destiny, her future, her fate, is shrouded in dread. Now, according to Webster's Dictionary, the word destiny means what happens in the future, the things that someone or something will experience in the future, a power that is believed to control what happens in the future, something to which a person or thing is destined, a fortune that is to be told. A predetermined course of events often held to be an irresistible power or agency. Now, we got an understanding of what destiny is. This is the fate of something. A future meeting, I should say, of something. That, now, America's future is dreaded, right? Her destiny is filled in dread. Why? Because all we see is war and economic collapse. There's going to be civil war and civil strife. There's going to be global war and global strife, regional war and regional strife. And above all things, there will be universal war to remove America from the power base which she has. So Muhammad says this, and remember, this is often read here. When we look at this combination of Russia and China and what they're trying to do, and then we look at how they're bringing Greece along and other nations along, like Iran, and how they're building up a Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the Eurasian Union, the CSO or CSI, the former Soviet territories. They have an organization. And then China has another organization. And all of these organizations are interconnected, and all of them are doing these things here. They are creating their own stock market, their own monetary system that is opposed to the SWIFT banking system created by the West to maintain white hegemony. They're all going against the dollar. They're all going against U.S. treasuries. They're all undermining all of the pillars like the IMF, the World Bank, USA, all of the things that these nations are coming together for are undermining all of the main foundations that upheld white hegemony and domination. Muhammad tells us why in prophecy, and he quotes it again, black man and black woman. We go back to chapter 47, to this much quoted part of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings. And he quotes it, and we're going to quote it again in another chapter because he wants to bring a point home to you that you might miss if you are not rooted in Elijah Muhammad. And so he says, Jeremiah 51:53 says, though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. America is under a similar destruction to that of ancient Babylon. In the Bible, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Revelation of John prophesied concerning her Babylon. Their mention is a future Babylon and not a Babylon of the past. America has enslaved all of the so-called Negroes, and her evil mistreatment of them is similar to ancient Babylon's enslavement and mistreatment of the Jews, according to the scriptures. It took the hand of God, not the hand of Russia, not the hand of China, but the hand of God to bring the king of Babylon and his people into submission to the power of God. Stop right there. We stop right there for a minute because we got to get into this before we hit home with the main point. Do you notice that the more they try to help the economy, the worse they make it? Do you know the more they send their emissaries and their ambassadors and their secretary of state and even to their vice president and president abroad, the more America becomes isolated? Do you know the more she flexes her military muscle, the more nations stand up against her? Allah has them confused. He is doing to them what he did to Babylon, what he did to Belshazzar and Nebuchadnezzar. He's bringing America low. He's isolating America. He's destroying her infrastructure internally. He's destroying her power structure externally. And he's bringing America to her knees. She's hollowed out now, and the nations see this. And that's why they are forming alliances on the outside. They give lip profession to their ally, America. And all the while, you see them signing multi-billion dollar deals in Chinese yuan. America's nemesis. All of her allies are even signing deals. Remember, the Bible tells you that in Europe, they lamented for her, right? They stood afar off from her. That means they left her. And they cover themselves in ashes and sackcloth and fear of what came to America's shores might come to theirs. See, they give lip profession to being an ally of America. But when God gets on America so thick, all of them are going to run because they're going to see that God is not to be played with. And how does God bring them to their knees? Listen what the scripture tells us. He brought the surrounding kings and their power against ancient Babylon in the prime, in the height of her glory, the hand writing on the wall. What do we see? America says, I am and there is none greater. And you see all of the nations lining up to knock her down. Economically, scientifically, and militarily, they are challenging her geopolitically everywhere. It took the hand of God to orchestrate this, to bring modern Babylon to her knees. And then we flip over the page 204 of Fall of America to get a better understanding of this. And this is a chapter titled The Lull Before the Storm. Beautiful, The Lull Before the Storm. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad double ups on what I just said. And I want to put this in the context where you'll understand. He was saying this long before America was ever in this situation. America was deemed to be the superpower. Her dollar was without question and without rival. It was preferred as use in other nations over their own currencies, right? Her trade was unmatched. Her technology and ingenuity was unrivaled. She was the great city that set up on the hill in her own eyes, right? But just one finger from the hand of God touching this so-called superpower has brought her to her knees. And so the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, and he says this on page 204. And the Bible warns America of what happened before. Well, Elijah Muhammad, what happened before? And what is the warning that the Bible gives us? He doubles down on what we just went through. Babylon enjoyed a full ruling position at her time. But King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. What is she doing to the black man? You can catch her on audio, on video, and she will still justify the slaughter of our women, our children, and our men. She's making mock of you in the midst of judgment. But God tells us in Scripture, but King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. King Darius came with his army and overcame the sleeping guards who were sleeping on the security of their life. The Bible prophesies that the enemy will say, come, let us go up and destroy her whose city is not fenced in. And they will come from afar. They may come at noonday, or they may come at the rising in the morning, or in the afternoon. But nevertheless, they will come at a time that you thought not. And after the war, and until the end of the war, desolations are determined. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. I want to warn you that that which will be poured means it is the deprivation of you, America, of your ever getting back into power again to attack the nations of the earth. Isn't that something? This is what you see going on. America is being deprived of her influence. This is part of the deprivation that is determined that will be poured upon the desolate. She's being deprived of her power, her glory, her unrivaled status, her currency, her influence. Desolations are determined, and it's being poured on that desolate nation. That's America. Can't you see it? And the nations are rising up to rival America. I just want you to listen to a couple little short clips. I'm going to play one, then we'll come back. We'll play another because we know the time is short. But let us get these things in because, brothers and sisters, I missed y'all. I love talking to my people. I love us communicating as brothers and the sisters who communicate with us too. I love that. I love for us to all be on the same plane spiritually and mentally. I love for us to all see the light because we've been in darkness too long. Let us listen to what's going on.
RT, question more. Что касается наших отношений с семеркой.
Regarding our relations with the G7, we don't have any. What kind of relations could we possibly have? When we worked within this format, we participated in discussions and in drawing up some outcome documents. Those were not binding, by the way. Nonetheless, I believe this cooperation was meaningful because we could present at least some alternative opinion. But our partners have decided they don't need these alternative views. Well, that's their decision. It's not even an organization. It's just a club for shared interests. We hope they find this format successful. I believe any contacts and discussions should always benefit the development of international relations. There are even broader formats, such as the G20. We are strongly involved in the work of such organizations as BRICS, which unites Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. We are part of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which will now also incorporate India and Pakistan. Russia also participates in the work of the UN and the Security Council. We will develop bilateral relations with any of the G7 countries as long as they are willing to do so.
Why did I play that? Because he's telling you, in words, this is Vladimir Putin talking, the president of Russia. And what he was doing, he was making mock of the old institution of the West. But if you just listen with no thought of scripture, you don't understand what he's doing. He's demeaning the Western organizations, and then he's glorifying the new organizations like the AIIB Bank, you know, the Asian Infrastructure Bank of China. He's glorifying the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the same thing that I said, right? They are making a mock of America, and you don't see it because the Western press don't show you this. They don't fear America as they once did. They are all standing up and saying, is this that nation that made the whole earth tremble in fear? God has exposed America before the whole world, and there's nothing she can do. She's desperate. Yet she's desolate. She doesn't have the levels of power that she had before. So she just cannot. Look, I'm going to tell you how bad things are for America. I'm going to pull up an article for you. And I want you to listen. Just listen to this right here. This is an article from USA Today. This is real. America, they don't tell you this. They put this in the back or the bottom sections of these things so that you can still think of America as the great military power without rival. But I caught this, and I said, I'm going to share this with the people. This is in USA Today. You can go Google this if you want to. The headlines is this: Marines looking at deploying aboard foreign ships. Now, when you look at that, you'll say, well, that's nothing. America, a superpower, so she's going to deploy her Marines on foreign ships. Yeah, if you look at it that way, you are truly blind. The first paragraph says it all. The first paragraph is made up of one sentence. And in this article, listen to what it says. Faced with a shortage of U.S. Navy ships, the Marine Corps is exploring a plan to deploy its forces aboard foreign vessels to ensure that they can respond quickly to global crises around Europe and Western Africa. Why Western Africa? Because that's where they want to entrench themselves. But the main thing of this is, they are faced with a shortage of ships. When have you ever heard of the superpower having to catch a ride or hitch a ride on somebody else's ship? Huh? This is showing you that she is exposed. She's hollowed out. Allah has done this by degrees, and America never perceived it. And now she's trying to entrench herself in Africa, right? That's what it says, because she wants to colonize or recolonize Africa, and I told y'all this. If you go back and listen to shows we did a couple years ago, I told you that America had plans on northern Africa because of the waterways, not just the mineral resources and the untapped water reserves up under the North African desert, but also to be in control of those strategic waterways in North Africa. She's trying to, and that's why she has a strategy of chaos. And now the white people are saying it also. In Eurasia and Europe.
Question more.
This is a very dangerous turn of events. First of all, we must condemn in unvarnished terms the adventurers